He's just a hack, just an absolute hack. And he gets his ass kicked by his teammates every week. It's just, you know, it's terrible. It's just terrible.
We're back here on Hack City. Joe DeLeo and Sean Anderson, two former college football players from the University of Rhode Island. A very sunburnt Joe DeLeo today. Sean, how are you doing? How's your week been so far?
It's been interesting. The responsibility of taking care of the family pet.
Geriatric family pet.
In advanced age, it's a situation where I'm taking it about as seriously as I can. Mm-hmm. Because if something happens to this dog...
Oh, it's on you.
It's on me. And I can't face my little sisters. I won't see them. They won't want to see me. So I am using the utmost care that I can use. And if... It's been stressful, actually.
It's a bold decision to leave the dog downstairs with your dumbass roommates unattended to tape a show. That's
all
I got
to say that. But here's the thing.
Who are the other people to say that? Your roommates?
No, just other adults. But here's the thing. If there is a tile floor, then he will lay on it. That's what he likes to do. So he's chilling by the front door on the tile. When it's bedtime, I carry him up, because I live in a townhouse, to the top floor, and he sleeps and chills in the tile, on the tile, in my bathroom. So
very
that's what he likes to do.
Very low maintenance.
He should be very low maintenance. A roommate brought a girl over yesterday, so he had a barking fit at about 11 o'clock at night.
Oh,
and I had to use Higgins. about as much discipline as I could use, and he didn't stop. I shut the door in the bathroom and turned the lights off. I think he barked more. I grabbed him, I shook him around a little bit. He barked more. I flicked the hell out of his nose.
Oh,
I mean, like a hard. He's losing his mind.
He's got Alzheimer's, man, and you're doing this to him?
It's
like
he's a spoiled dog, and I am the
like
only disciplinarian.
He's an old man, and the poor dog is like, it's like an 80-year-old man, and like somebody shows up at the house, and he's like, what's going on? Why are they here? What are they doing at my house? Why is somebody ringing the doorbell? That's what's going on here.
For everyone that thinks that I'm a monster and all this, just
you are a monster.
Let me qualify it. Uh-huh. He's been walked regularly, water on him at all times. And for the barking fit that he had yesterday, I did calm him down. I picked him up and I put him in my lap, and I kind of held him a little bit, and that settled him down. So there is a delicate side to me where I could calm down the dog after using standard dog disciplining measures.
To be totally fair, Higgins is an enormous prick. He is an asshole.
He no-sold you, I think. Right.
Yeah, he was he barked at me for like a second. You kind of made him seem like he was going to be some monstrous.
He picks and chooses. I don't know why.
Some people quick bark, and then he was like, move on to the next.
Some people he'll bark, and it'll be like he won't stop for 5 minutes.
He picked up on
some
my
people,
vibe.
It's like, hey, what's up?
Chill. That's what it was. Yeah. He knew
I don't know what that is.
We match energy, I guess.
But I don't know. I mean, it's all right. I don't know how the optics are of me and my stature walking this corgi around my block a couple times. It seems a little, it doesn't really fit. Like I should be walking
like a Rottweiler
or a Rottweiler or a big lab or something
what's the other, there's like a one that's bigger than a Rottweiler. It's not a pit bull. There's another one.
Like a Mastiff.
Yeah. Mastiff. You like
a Great Dane, something like that.
The Great Dane
is just a Mastiff, right?
Too goofy. It needs to be something obnoxious, I think. Sean, we've wasted a solid 4 minutes here.
Sure. People love it.
I have a new betting strategy, Sean. I am.
What does that win them? That's been my strategy. So, let's see how well that's turned out.
So, Sean, I stopped betting on NBA games. I'm done doing that. I am now betting on in the weeds basketball games based on how they perform with their record against the spread. So I only bet on teams that are over 70% with or against the spread. So I want to bet Southern University beat Jackson State, and they covered by 8 points. So I got that one today. I've got Boise State to cover against Air Force. So let's see what happens there, Sean. And you know where I'm doing it, Sean.
Have you been getting your research and your team matchup information, the latest odds, player news, and game trends at Bet Online? Joe, I like Joe taking over the read, and I like his new strategy. Bet on teams that cover. Most of us should do that. For some reason, we
don't. It makes too much sense.
I'm thrilled the NFL is over from a betting standpoint, because every year I get so excited and then I just bomb atomically. Regardless, with live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. And may I say, maybe the first time I've ever pronounced rewards properly.
Look, we're learning. We're developing.
It's always wards or awards, or, you know, it never gets out clean.
Did you drink less this weekend? Is that why?
No. The sober January, it failed miserably. Well,
I'm sure. Oh, as he pulls out the White Claw, I'm sure that you drank less than Stetson Bennett, which we're gonna talk about in a second, because that has been a storyline that has dominated the college football and NFL draft landscapes. And I really want to dive into it because, well, first of all, I was blasted for attacking such
an innocent young
soul.
Child.
Yeah. An innocent young, very stand up young gentleman that is a community leader. And I was unjust in questioning his qualification as a college football legend. This obviously doesn't technically impact his legacy.
He might make him more legendary.
Well, it reads into the things that I have heard, and I am not surprised that his arrest happened the way that it did. And again, we're going to get to that. I have been traveling for the Senior Bowl this week, Sean. I don't know how I'm running on as much energy as I have right now. I had a nightmarish trip where I had two cancellations, took a red eye, and then immediately hopped in the car, drove, and then rolled up to the first practice at the Senior Bowl just in time for the first practice to start, and I got to witness it. I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep. I don't know how I'm doing it, Sean. This is usually the opposite for me. I would be like complete fumes right now, and I'd be having a meltdown.
You have less energy when we tape at like 4 in the afternoon. This is 9:30. What are we doing?
Well,
at least your chair is quiet, right?
Yeah, I've had 4 cups of coffee, and I took a 30-minute nap, so maybe
self-medicating. I like it. Yeah,
maybe that's what it is. I would like to really quickly address this though before we talk about Stetson Bennett. So I sent you a voice memo, and I got back to the hotel after watching practice for 5 hours, getting completely sunburned. I'm all sweaty a day and a half of travel and not showering.
Any problems with the trains this year?
With the train? I have not encountered the train yet. The train is yet to be my enemy, in which I'm sure
remember,
it will be tomorrow.
You're in train country, so when you see one, don't be surprised, because they're there.
It's not that I was surprised by the train. I was surprised by the fact that a train pulls up and parks in front of a parking lot.
That's something to drop off. It happens all the time.
Why was that placed there? Like, I just don't understand why a train track is
welcome
placed
to Trainland, man.
Screw Trainland. Trains stink. Overrated. The most overrated mode of transportation locomotive.
I beg to differ. I took that Amtrak up to New York. It was stellar.
Amtrak is overrated. It only goes to a very. It's only good when you're going up and down the East Coast. Other than that, it's completely useless.
It's pretty good for the East. It is weird sitting on the Amtrak and seeing big billboards saying "Fire the CEO of Amtrak" when you're passing by. It's like "Fire Anderson." I'm like, who the hell is Anderson? What did I do? It was weird, like right outside of Philly.
That is really weird, Sean. But I sent you a voice memo a couple hours ago when I was running down to pick up my Dreamland barbecue that I got from Uber Eats. So the doors open to the elevator, and this NPC was standing in the middle of the elevator. And when I say he was in the middle of, like, the dead epicenter of this square elevator,
Sure.
And the door is open and I just kind of stand there before I get on. And I'm like, okay, where do I, like, thinking, what, like, what's the normal protocol? You get on the elevator and you're already on the elevator. Somebody's getting on, you slide over, and then there's an even amount of space. This guy just no showed me, man. He's just, he stood tall. He big timed me by standing in the middle of the elevator. But I got to ask, like, what do you do in that situation? Because I just kind of awkwardly nudged myself into the corner because there was no room in the elevator. That is that not the most psychotic behavior by an individual? Is it a Southern thing that I don't understand, that you're supposed to, like, stand your ground when you get on an elevator or something like that, that you own the elevator when you're the first person on it? What am I missing here? I was so dumbfounded by this interaction that this man did this, and I did not know how to act.
Okay. First of all, it is psychotic, and yeah, this is something I would expect you to do. So for you to be taking this point,
weird.
Yeah, but you're entitled.
No, but I would still move.
I've been in a car with you. I've been in a car with you. And then do we want to talk entitled? You were entitled to something in that office last night. Also, you felt you were
the food that I stole from my
coworker. Yes, that seemed to be entitlement.
Yeah.
Also, but in this case, you're correct. That person is crazy. So as a massive individual, I have a sense of where people should be so I can be there. Right. Mm-hmm. If everyone's going out to dinner, what's the best seat for me so I don't inconvenience others? They don't inconvenience me.
Right.
It's like you're a sporting event. I don't want to be in the middle and have to step over 30 people to get to my seat. Get me on the aisle. I'll stand up as many times as I need to. But in the elevator, there is a simple protocol that I believe that you will agree with. Everyone gets a corner. If there's four people, 1, 2, 3, 4 corners, everyone else can file into the in-betweens.
Yes.
And then if there's more people, and if you're in an incredibly packed elevator where there's more people, then those people go to the smack dab middle of the elevator. You should always, when riding in an elevator, be in a corner if you are in one of the first four people on the elevator.
I feel like we're overthinking this. It's just as simple as you get on the elevator. Someone gets on the elevator, you slide over. I just don't understand why this guy stood there and didn't move.
Why do people fail on the airplane and in an elevator? I don't hear anybody saying, oh, I was on this escalator the other day and this asshole just decided to start walking down it. No, it's always crazy people in an elevator that are either talking to you or ripping ass in the elevator or just standing where they shouldn't be. And it's always people on the plane. Same thing. People lose function when something else is transporting them. They lose the function. For some reason, their brain turns off, says, I'm going to stand here and do nothing. And if someone else comes on, that's not my problem because this elevator is taking me up to the 7th floor. It's baffling. And you sent me that. I said, well, that's I don't even hear it at supermarkets. Supermarkets are still not great for people in their NPC-ness, but it's like elevators, airplanes, both. Awful.
I should have asked him what the side quest was. That was my mistake.
Anything.
I should have asked him because then maybe that would have triggered him.
Young?
He was like the same size as me, but chunkier, and was like, it's one of those. It's one of those Southern guys where you can't tell if he's 28 or if he's 50. It's
okay,
like losing his hair, big ratty beard, and you're like, this guy's either my age or he's way older than me. There's no in between.
Did he look tough?
No.
Okay.
Very dumpy. Which is not different from this show.
Gotcha. He's probably like the senior bowl coordinator that you're talking trash about right now or something like that.
No, it
creds are going to get lost in the mail.
It definitely wasn't. I think that, that's Jim Nagy, who's the coordinator. I think that most people
I know who
downtown.
The coordinator is.
Okay. It wasn't Jim Nagy. It was not Jim Nagy that.
Would you want to be in an elevator with Jim Nagy?
If he did that, I think I would adhere to it. I think that Jim has earned enough credibility to own the elevator. This person did not. He was a nobody.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, well, Sean, we've wasted enough time on random topics today. So I want to talk about the Stetson Bennett situation. So he was arrested this weekend for public intoxication. It was reported that he was banging on a door at 6 a.m. completely drunk, completely plastered.
He's arrested in
Dallas, not even in his normal home territory where he probably would have gotten off. They probably would have been like, Stetson, you're doing it again. It's time for you to go home, buddy. We got to take you home, buddy. But instead, he gets arrested in Dallas. There's the really awkward hungover video of him leaving the police station after his arrest. I have one takeaway from this, Sean, and I said this in a quick reaction short on the channel. I think that this ultimately makes him undraftable. Oh, he is a kid who is actually not even a kid. He's a grown man. He's older than you and I. He is 25 years old.
Yeah.
Doing little kid shit. That is 19-year-old behavior, getting arrested for public intoxication. You won the national championship 3 weeks ago. Go party, go live it up. But as anyone knows, the landscape of college football and preparing for the NFL, you immediately show up at your training facility that you're preparing for the combine and you put your head down and you grind. There's no drinking. There's no partying. There's nothing. And this to me shows a complete lack of maturity, a complete lack of focus. This is his priority, Sean. This is his priority. It's not the NFL. He turned down the Senior Bowl. This is a weekend that he would have been traveling and coming to Mobile and instead opted to get drunk and then get arrested. There's plenty of – go get your bag and go do it during the offseason, man. I just don't get it. This is just it's unbelievably stupid.
I don't think this makes him undraftable.
Why?
I don't. Why? Because he's a grown man that got drunk and walked into a house or tried to walk into a house because he was lost. Did he hit it too hard? Sure. But he's 25 years old. You know what I got hit with a little bit ago that checked me? It's like, hey, when is this whole Sean's so young bit going to be over? And that was from another adult.
It's over. And it's already over.
It's been over.
You graduate college, it's over.
Yes, but you still have a couple years to kind of mess around depending on how old you graduate. You would say that I'd say if you graduate at 22 years old, you got about 2 years to really dick around if you want to on the weekends. But it's still a grown-ass man, okay? He took a Saturday, got ripped. It happens, all right? And I don't know if you were with me, but I have at one point walked into a house that was not the house I was supposed to be going to. Granted, I was 21, but when I saw a kitchen that nobody was in and there were toys on the floor for, like, kids, I said, let's turn around. And me and Perry Schrader left. So
wait,
I didn't know that
this happened.
Yeah, me and Perry went out on a venture one night to go to a house party. And then we thought we had the right house. We walked in, took a quick look around, walked back out.
Okay, well, first of all, you were with Perry Schrader, so that's where the mistake number one started. Sean.
He's a grown man, all right? He's a grown man, and he's not the first football player to go and get drunk. He's not, all right?
He's not. But the timing of it is so stupid, Sean.
That at least one other member at this combine that's going to be participating will have had a night, at least one will have had a night. Oh, you don't think an offensive lineman's out there going to get tanked? You don't think?
Not right now? Not right now?
Did Ben Cleveland participate in the combine?
Yes.
I believe.
Wait. I don't know what was he 2020?
The
was
Georgia no guard. I don't know, man. I'm just saying, if you're an SEC offensive lineman, there's gonna be a weekend where you go out there. You don't get caught, but you're getting drunk, and maybe I didn't do
when
the,
you're doing
the
your
training that you did
prep. Not when you're doing your combine prep, dude. That dominates your schedule for the next 2 months. It is 7 days a week. You're waking up at the crack of dawn on the weekends. You're at the facility the whole day doing film, throwing sessions, weight training sessions, training for the various drills like the 40, the three cone, all of that stuff for you to excel.
I understand.
He is supposed to be there, and his agent is supposed to be paying for that. And he is somebody who some people considered, not me, could possibly be a day two pick. Some people thought that he might have had that in him.
This also transpires because you just made the point I was about to make. Also transpires because he knows he's not going first overall. He knows he's not going day one. He's probably going to go back half of day two, maybe early day three, maybe, regardless of what was going to happen. Regardless. I don't think it hurts him.
That's a horrible
He knows where his lot is.
why am I drafting a kid? Why am I drafting a kid that has that mentality of like, oh, screw it. I'm not going to get drafted anywhere high.
I understand that. I'm just saying, but if you're going to have that draft that guy, Trevor Lawrence, before he was drafted, said, yeah, football's not my whole life. And people had a problem with that. It's not football's not my whole life. I'm going to go get hammered on Friday and Saturday. But that's what he said.
I would rather have that version of Trevor Lawrence than the bozo who's getting hammered and banging on somebody's door at 25 years old. Trevor Lawrence also said that when he was 22.
I
was trying to be profound because he's a dumbass 22-year-old was trying to sound profound.
That's a good point. He was trying to be all mature and adult. All right. But
he's not.
Look, I don't have as much of a problem with this as anybody else. I don't think it affects his stock one bit. You know why? He's going to be a 10-year, maybe just a 5-year backup in the NFL. That's what he's going to be.
XFL quarterback. This is Johnny Manziel. This is Chad Kelly.
No.
That is who this is.
You said Johnny Manziel because Johnny Manziel was a partier. All right. There's two instances where we could say Stetson Bennett overindulged.
Chad Kelly did the same exact thing. He walked into somebody. I'm going to check after we tape the show to confirm the exact story. This is not an exact quote of the story because I don't remember it off the top of my head for any asshat in the comments. Shut up. Chad Kelly, I'm pretty sure, did something similar, if you're looking it up right now, where he got hammered and walked into somebody's apartment or somebody's house or something like that. And then the people who owned the house didn't know what to do. Are you looking it up right now? I will continue my
NFL's
point.
NFL's Chad Kelly arrested after entering stranger's house.
And you know how was this after he got drafted or before?
NFL. He was on the Broncos at this time, I believe.
He got cut.
Denver Broncos backup quarterback Chad Kelly. Yeah.
He got cut, never received another opportunity after that happened. And he already had off-field concerns. I know that there is a difference in terms of the college performance of the two of them. Stetson has done a lot more in college. I think that there was a higher...
he's a Georgia legend.
Georgia legend, Stetson Bennett.
Legend.
Here's my rationale. If you are a kicker, if you are a punter, if you are a long snapper, if you are a backup quarterback, no team is going to want to invest extra resources. So for those specialists, it's a draft pick or even a roster spot. And for a backup quarterback, it's a draft pick on a guy that is going to be a distraction. This to me is evidence that he is going to be a distraction. And no team wants that, having to deal with that storyline. Why would you bring a guy in that reporters are going to be asking him questions, going to be asking the head coach, going to be asking the starting quarterback? You guys worried about Stetson? Do you think Stetson's really figuring it out? Is Stetson is everything coming along for him? Like, what was Stetson doing last night? Or Stetson, what were you doing last night? Questions like that. If NFL teams are unwilling to bring guys into locker rooms for other reasons, for being distractions and not wanting to have to deal with those distractions, I don't think that they're going to want to deal with it with Stetson Bennett.
It's a good point, but I want him in the NFL like that. I want a character in the NFL. That's what I want. I want Stetson Bennett. I want him slinging the ball around and then going and getting everybody shots after the game and getting himself shots.
Alcoholic. That's what you want. No, you want somebody who's like you.
I want Stetson Bennett in the NFL. I want a character. And you know what? I'm a character. So that's why I want another character.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You're milquetoast Joe DeLeon.
This is what you're doing. You're doing. Oh, I'm
am I
so
projecting? Sure.
I'm so Stetson Bennett. Stetson deserves a shot. I'm so Stetson Bennett. I get drunk and do silly things that I'm not
sure
supposed
I
to do.
And I'm yes, so do you. But if we were,
I'm a silly little guy that gets
go silly little guy for silly little guy. I've never busted my face open on a scooter. Who has? Show it. Raise your hand. Raise your hand.
Guess who stopped drinking?
because you were too. Okay, so let if we're gonna do the silly little guy bit, I haven't seen a hand raised from either of us yet as to who did that.
It was me, and I stopped drinking.
There's the hand. That's all I was looking for.
I stopped drinking. I haven't drank in a month. I haven't drank in a month. I don't know, man. I just think. I think at a certain point,
it's a grown ass man. I don't care about it. I don't care about it that much. I still think he's gonna go in the fifth round.
All right, we'll have to see if he does. I don't think he does. I think there's more talented players. The other thing, too, that you have to take into account, and we'll wrap it on this note, there are also reports, a lot of reports, that he is a huge prick, and a lot of the scouts don't like him.
Well, he does. He has a face of somebody that's like, ugh. You know, like who are you? He kind of has a snarky face. You can't really trust his eyes. Yeah. You can't, he does, he just doesn't, he's kind of got the Joe eyes where it's like, there's some people kind of, come on, kind of. All right. And I know the problems with my eyes. They're never open when I take a picture. If I'm smiling, you're not going to be able to see a centimeter of the pupil. I understand. That's my thing.
Okay. You're saying he's got beady eyes? Is that what
you have beady eyes? Stetson Bennett has beady eyes. That means someone always thinks you're up to something. You're conniving.
You can eat shit.
Okay. That seems unwarranted.
Sean, any closing thoughts before we wrap here?
God. I don't know, man. No. I'm ready to bowl tomorrow. That's my closing thought. I'm ready to bowl.
Bowling's for losers at Joe Dealey.
It's not. No, bowling's for winners.
At Sanders
Bowling
Radio.
Is for winners.
I refuse to go bowling.
Why?
I refuse to go bowling. I will never go bowling. At Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio. I'm not a dork like you. Subscribe. We'll be back.
One of us is wearing glasses. One of us isn't. So we could take the dork meter there.
I would argue dorkness is refusing to wear glasses when you're prescribed them.
I am not prescribed.
You have a pair of glasses.
I've had a test, and I failed that test because I was too scared of the air puffs. I didn't give them a good reading on my eyes.
Yeah, I don't think that was what the test was for. I think it was for something else that you failed. Thanks for
tuning in. Who's the silly little guy now?
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with more Drive Safe.